WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your FM dial, WRCT.org on your web browser of choice. That was a band called Anal Nathrock, the title track off of their Endarkenment LP that came out 2 years ago, a little while ago. Band before that spelled DVVELL. I don't know whether it's supposed to be dwell or supposed to be devil. I guess it all depends on how clever you think they are. A song called Mother off of their new Quiescent LP. Nubivagant before that with the Book of the Earth from their Wheel and the Universe LP. Pinkish Black before that with Next Solution off their Concept Unification LP, which should bring us back to, you know, things. What do I need to tell you? I need to tell you that this computer is a mess. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist's visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are all covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That is healthcare.gov. And if you are enjoying what you are listening to, then perhaps you should tune into the show Too Evil to Have a Human Name. It is horrible music for horrible people. It's only here on WRCT from 7 till 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings. It is In Nominis Satana. So a reminder, there is a playlist for this show at wrct.org. Go look in the schedule, then go look for this show, then go look for this date, and there you go. Congratulations. This band's called Rottenness.
quip is a sickening ray. You'll find some of it all coming in the same gilded glistening cage, with your knife and your cowl hanging dangerous hours. What will you do with these strangest of powers? But you won't be afraid, you won't be derailed. No, you won't be afraid, you won't be derailed. Not like that.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
We are sitting on Melinda Crawford Purtue's back deck, where it's a beautiful sunny day. Thank you so much for inviting us here.
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. This is great.
Melinda, among other things that she does, well, you tell them.
Well, I'm the orchestra director and string area head at Westminster College up in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania. I'm also the violin teacher, and I direct the Scottish Fiddle Ensemble. Mention the orchestra, do all the string pedagogy stuff. If it has strings, it comes across my desk.
I'm up here because I'm a folk musician, and I want to talk to you about Scottish fiddling. Most Americans don't understand that there's a difference between Scottish fiddling and Irish fiddling. I mean, they just all think of it as Celtic music.
I know. I can't count the number of times I've been asked, oh, so you play Irish fiddle? No, I don't. I'm a Scottish fiddler. But a lot of people get them confused. They are very similar sounding. And that's sort of where the idea of the Celtic fiddling has grown. But the way I like to look at it is that if you're into languages and if you speak Spanish, you can probably understand a fair amount of Italian. Okay. Yep. But you can recognize that they're different. If you don't speak Spanish or Italian and you hear them next to each other, they probably sound very, very similar. It's the same thing with Scottish and Irish fiddle playing. For those of us that do it, we hear the differences. For people who don't, it sounds just super similar. And they are. They're cousins and, you know, right across the water from each other. So it's not that surprising.
Over here in North America, both types of fiddling. Actually, there's more than one kind of Irish fiddling and there's more than one kind of Scottish fiddling. But Yep. But all that fiddling from the British Isles and even from Normandy, all that stuff came over here. How has it affected music here?
Well, it's interesting because over in the United States, at least from the Scottish perspective, we have this fierce desire to sound Scottish. And we get very, you know, concerned. Are we sounding Scottish enough? Whereas if you go over to Scotland, they're just playing the fiddle. They're having a good time. And they're not worried about sounding Scottish because they are. So we're very concerned about, you know, the tradition and sounding Scottish, where it's actually a very fluid tradition. It's very vibrant and still going and still evolving.
To me, that's one of the things that folk musicians are always interested in. It's like that combination of preserving the origins of the music, but then also setting the stage for innovation.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And in Scottish fiddling, we also have this culture of composition. So we learn all the traditional tunes, and then we learn sort of where the modern tunes are sounding. So we learn a tune that was written 20 years ago or 5 years ago or 1 year ago. And then once you hit a certain point, and it's pretty early on, the culture encourages you to write tunes. So the repertoire is ever expanding. And the trick when you're writing is, does it sound like it fits in the niche of Scottish while it's still being sort of innovative and sounding different and sounding new? So we're still pushing the boundaries. It's like a dog chasing something. If you've ever seen a dog chase something under a bush, the nose is under the bush. They're after the rabbit, but the back two legs are hanging out behind so they can make a quick getaway. It's the same idea. We're trying to make sure that we're in the Scottish style, but we're still pushing the boundaries a little bit. So our back legs are back in the tradition, but we're still trying to push it and make it sound new. It's so neat because the tunes that are at the core of our tradition, they've already lasted for hundreds of years. And I think there's really good reason for it. The music itself is fantastic. And even today, when we're dealing with these tunes, we keep the music alive and it's about the music, but our interpretation of it can shift. And I think that's what keeps it alive and keeps it growing. Is we're focused on the music, but we all bring a little bit extra to it. So if I were to play a tune today that was played in the 18th century, they would recognize it. And vice versa, I would recognize what they're doing. But like our backup styles or the harmonies that we're using, or maybe even some of the variations that we're putting in, because